This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. First, the headlines. President Draupadi Murmu says women can achieve excellence in every field if given opportunity. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan says Tripura government plays important role in taking country ahead, and budget session of Manipur Assembly to resume today. The news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu has said that when women are given opportunities and support, they can achieve excellence in every field. Addressing a national-level celebration on the occasion of International Women's Day in New Delhi yesterday, the president said that women have taken the lead in all spheres. She said India is rapidly moving towards women-led development and women's participation in the workforce has increased. International Women's Day, under the theme Rights, Justice, Action for All Women and Girls, was observed in all the northeastern states yesterday with official functions on women-centric development marking the occasion. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan said that India is moving forward through the empowerment and self-reliance of women. He stated that the Tripura government is playing an important role in implementing the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to take the country ahead by ensuring equal opportunities for every citizen. The Vice President was interacting with Lakhpati Didis and members of self-help groups of the international at the International Fairground in Hapania yesterday. On the occasion of International Women's Day, he also said that under the leadership of Chief Minister Manik Shah, women in Tripura are moving towards self-empowerment. The budget session of the ongoing 12th Manipur Legislative Assembly will resume today. The session was adjourned sine die on 5th February. The supplementary demands for grants 2026-27 will be tabled in the House. The session will conclude on the 17th of this month. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan paid tribute to the brave soldiers by laying a wreath at the Albert Ekka War Memorial in Agartala yesterday. Tripura Governor Indrasena Reddy Nallu, along with Ministers Ratan Lal Nath and Shantana Chakma and other dignitaries, were present on the occasion. The wreath-laying ceremony was part of the Vice President's two-day visit to the state. After the event, the Vice President departed for New Delhi in a special flight. With the aim of rehabilitating women affected by ethnic conflict, Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand Singh has announced that the state government will make a budgetary provision of 350 crore rupees to support around 3.5 lakh women across the state. He was speaking at a program organized to mark International Women's Day by the Social Welfare Department at the City Convention Center in Imphal yesterday. The Chief Minister said the funds granted by the center would be included in the state budget. The 14th convocation of Tripura University was held at the Maharaja Bir Bikram Sattabarshiki Bhavan of the university in Agartala yesterday. Addressing the gathering, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan described Tripura as small but rich in heritage, culture and indigenous traditions. He praised the Tripura University as a growing center of research and higher education. Universities should continue strengthening research activities for national development, Mr. Radhakrishnan underscored. He also appealed to the youth to stay away from drugs and use technology positively for building a Viksit Bharat. The District Council Affairs Department, Government of Meghalaya, has announced the schedule for the general election to the Garo Hills Autonomous District Council 2026. The last date for filing nomination papers is 16th March, with polling scheduled on 10th April and counting of votes on 14th April. A day-long second stakeholder consultation meeting on the Himalayan Agroecology Initiative was held at the State Convention Center in Shillong yesterday. Policymakers, experts, and representatives from various organizations deliberated on sustainable agriculture in the Himalayan region. The meeting focused on finalizing the Himalayan Agroecology Roadmap for sustainable food systems in the Indian Himalayan region. It also explored ways to strengthen agroecological policies in Meghalaya through dialogue, knowledge exchange and cooperation among stakeholders. Secretary of Agriculture, Government of Meghalaya, Isawanda Lalu, highlighted the need to promote sustainable and climate-resilient agricultural practices in the region. Nagaland Chief Minister Ne Furio honored the contributions of women on the occasion of International Women's Day yesterday. In a post on X, he said, "Women play a vital role in strengthening communities, inspiring progress, and shaping ideas." Mr. Rio called upon everyone to continue working towards a world where opportunity is not limited by gender, but defined by potential. The Nagaland State Commission for Women will join the nation in organizing the district-wise Mahila Jan Sunwai public hearings from 9th to 13th of this month to mark the International Women's Day. Organized under the initiative of National Commission for Women, public hearings will be held across 12 districts of Nagaland. Chairperson of the State Commission for Women, W. Nginye Konyak, said, "The initiative reinforces collective commitment towards women's safety, dignity, and access to justice. The week-long nationwide public hearing drive aims to provide women with a direct, accessible platform to voice their grievances and seek institutional support. Through this coordinated effort, complaints related to domestic violence, workplace harassment, maternity benefit, abandonment, trafficking, and other forms of gender-based injustice will be heard and addressed." In a remarkable milestone for horticultural innovation in Arunachal Pradesh, the pristine valley of Anini in Dibang Valley district has witnessed the successful blooming of tulips for the first time. The pioneering scientific trial was conducted by Oying Jamo, horticulture specialist at the Krishi Vigyan Kendra in the valley. The initiative aimed to evaluate the feasibility of cultivating tulips in Anini, a region whose agroclimatic conditions bear striking similarities to the renowned tulip-growing landscapes of Jammu and Kashmir. Beyond its horticultural significance, the initiative holds immense promise for horticulture-based tourism in Arunachal Pradesh. In a solemn tribute to the brave men and women who once safeguarded the nation's frontiers, the Gajraj Corps of the Indian Army organized a large-scale ex-servicemen rally at Hembarwa High Secondary School at Ghoramari in Assam yesterday. The rally reaffirmed the Indian Army's enduring commitment towards the welfare, dignity and empowerment of its veterans, Veeranaris, and their families. The event was marked by the participation of approximately 4,000 enthusiasts. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma has said that development works worth more than 700 crore rupees are currently underway to transform West Garo Hills District Headquarters, Thura, into a modern and well-connected urban centre. The Chief Minister said that the state government has been implementing multiple interventions to improve infrastructure and urban facilities in the town. He also stressed on the importance of community participation in maintaining civic discipline and cleanliness. Mr. Sangma was speaking after inaugurating the Nehru Arding Locality Beautification Project at Hawakhana in Thura last Saturday. Meghalaya Governor C.H. Vijay Shankar unveiled four books authored by professors of the Northeastern Hill University at a program held at Lok Bhavan in Shillong recently. The governor noted that literature, capturing indigenous practices, including traditional games and the lived experiences of people in Shillong, helps strengthen cultural awareness. Such books encourage younger generations to stay connected to their roots, he said. And before we wind up, a look at the headlines. President Draupadi Murmu says women can achieve excellence in every field if given opportunity. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan says Tripura government playing important role in taking country ahead. And budget session of Manipur Assembly to resume today. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.